The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. So convenient with no need to store, order or pay in advance. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
And those ladies from the Walton Club were absolutely fantastic. And I'm delighted to say on 53102 that there are texts coming in. Did you say 14 or 40? Holy cows, those girls are so mature and confident. Well done on winning. That's Paul Trevaux, who's also a Team SBS member. And more like that coming through for our young ladies. Yes, 14. And I was just talking to my next guest, saying that they're probably going to be zillionaires, so fair play to them. Now, where do business ideas come from? Well, for those next guests, they were working in London, having finished totally unrelated degrees in Trinity and UCD, and they ended up working in the design business. So far so ordinary, I hear you say, but Steph Hutch and Claire Ryan have become big in Ireland. They've come home and they've founded The Crate Flower Company, and they've become huge by using Instagram. And if you don't know your Instagram from your elbow, well, stay listening, because these are the queens of Instagram. And they join Team SBS now to tell us how best to use and maybe even abuse Instagram. Good morning, Steph and Claire.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You weren't very enthusiastic, were you? Again, good morning, Steph and Claire.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Colonel.
I know it's a bit early. Did you not notice the 14-year-olds were absolutely on top of it? And you're a little bit older than 14, and well, you're a little bit quieter. Maybe you were out last night. What is the Crate Flower Company?
So the Crate Flower Company is an online flower company. So we've just launched our website, thecrate.ie.
Launched this week, yeah?
Yeah, just launched this week. And we also do flower styling for weddings and events. But before launching the website, we grew our business through Instagram. So we found Instagram an amazing tool for kind of really discovering who our target market was, tapping into that target market. And a big part of the Crate Flowers is kind of storytelling through flowers and through imagery, which we found Instagram just an amazing tool for
and
us.
It is an amazing tool for that. And you have built quite literally a business on the back of it.
Yeah, we basically, that's me. We started out with basically an Instagram page and nothing else. And it was just being able to identify our target customer through our Instagram.
How did you do that? Now, remember that we have, I don't know, almost 70,000 listeners listening to us at the moment, plus tens and tens of thousands more on podcasts. That was my little ad. most of them are not using Instagram, but they should be.
Yes. Well, I think it's a really good platform for carefully curated sort of visual products. And that's what we used Instagram for. We basically did our research with Instagram, seeing the international community and what they were doing. Mm-hmm. And then once we sort of saw that, we identified how we wanted to put our flowers together and how we wanted to tell our story through Instagram, and then just gained a really, really good following and got a lot of customer feedback on the back of it. We started getting orders through our Instagram, so it almost became our shop, which was quite interesting.
What did you study?
I studied business and French.
Okay, nothing to do with French, Steph?
Well, I studied arts in UCD, sociology and psychology.
So nothing to do with flowers?
No.
How the hell did the pair of you come up with flowers as per, you know, you could have done lots of other things in the whole area of design?
Yeah, well, we both moved into like really creative jobs in London where we did a lot of styling for events and press events. And I think through that, we played around with flowers. And in London, we noticed a kind of thoughtfully put together style of flowers, which we hadn't actually seen in the Dublin market. So we came home, we just kind of spotted an opportunity for flowers.
So what is your target market now? Weddings, obviously.
So weddings, and kind of tying into our fashion backgrounds as well, we've collaborated with Topshop. We've done a lot of stuff for Pennies as well.
Like what?
Pennies.
Yeah. Huh? But anyway, I'm saying, like, what have you done for Pennies?
For like press events for them.
Okay.
So like big press dinners. We've also done like gifting. So kind of they're releasing this banana powder, so we've got these banana leaves for them. So like lots of different kind of things, almost taking us outside flowers a bit as well, which is also where we see the Crate going, which is why we kind of came up with a very non-flowery
Let's
name.
Let's call it the Crate Flowers Company, because if you call it the Crate, why the wrong connotation?
Yeah, well, we've been told that the Crate is versatile and that you can put anything inside a crate.
Okay. Yeah. One of the things, according to my notes, is that you've done the Henry Ford on it. You give one option.
Yes.
That's not going to help you sell. If John and Mary wants pink flowers and you're only offering them white flowers.
Well, we see that kind of where a lot of people are buying online now, that we wanted to really simplify the product offering for the customer. So instead of loads of different options, and if you don't have a huge flower knowledge, you're not too sure what's correct for the particular occasion. So instead, we've put together a beautifully selected bunch of flowers in three different sizes, and that changes every week, so you never get the same flowers twice, so you don't actually have to worry about making a decision when you go on the credit.
Now that is your ad, and for that ad you're going to have to pay for it by telling us, give me two, either of you, give me two or three great ideas for Instagram, things that you should never do on Instagram, for example.
Well, we would say that Instagram is really a kind of a more edited platform compared to probably your Twitter and your Facebook. So I'd say really kind of stand back and look at what you're taking a picture of. You know, we'll always be kind of moving things out of the way, getting really clean backdrops, because it's, you really want your picture to really stand out, because it's very visual.
And do you use your phone or do you use a fancy camera?
A bit of both, but we actually find that like a new iPhone works pretty well, almost as well as our fancy cameras.
Yeah.
We also have a lot
of... So that's one, is clean the background.
Yeah, really stand back and take a look at what you're taking a picture of.
And another idea?
And another idea, I suppose we found hashtags are really important.
On Instagram, that's
on
interesting.
On Instagram, yeah. And there's an app called Tags for Likes, which...
Go on, tell us, because this is, of course, great interest to people who are listening.
Yeah. Well, it's sort of, we found it quite revolutionary, because instead of having to look through all of these different hashtags, and it could take you hours for post, it's an app that basically you put in the area of product that you want to be speaking about.
Give me an example.
So we'll put flowers. In flowers.
Okay.
You type in flowers, and then it will give you probably like 15 to 30 hashtags about flowers, and you can copy and paste them and stick them in your Instagram post.
Free and for nothing?
Free.
We like.
Completely
Name that
free.
Tune again, name it again.
It's called Tags for Likes, and we do not work for Tags for Likes, just to be clear. But we found it very useful, and it's all of the trending hashtags on that area.
Well, you see, this is a Sunday Business Show, the home of the hack, where we give people great ideas. And even if people have heard nothing else that they were interested in the Sunday Business Show today, I think Tags for Likes, and we will be putting that up onto the website. You have probably less than, you've got minus a minute, because we'll probably run over time. But you better tell people where they will find you.
So our website is thecrate.ie, and then you can find us on Instagram.
Funnily enough. Yeah.
And all of our social media handles is at thecrateflowers. So that's where we are.
And you are open for business, and the website is live. And you, one final, I always have these final questions. I was thinking that you're a startup business in Ireland, but can you actually bring it internationally?
At the moment, we want to focus on the Irish market. Yeah. We have a courier company that can deliver throughout Dublin for our flowers. Mm-hmm. So we really want to just perfect our offering, and then the world is our oyster after
total
that.
Total world
really.
Domination after that.
We love to hear that. That is Steph Hutch and Claire Ryan, founders of the Crate Flower Company, and you will find them at crateflower.com.
IE. The crate.ie.
Oh, thecrate.ie.
And then at the crate flowers. Final plug in there.
Okay, way over time. We have to go to ads, and we're coming back with Enactus. Do stay listening, because this is a really interesting college driven idea for business.
The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. So convenient, with no need to store, order, or pay in advance. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.